Chapter 12. The Pit. The BFG ran across England with Sophie on his ear and with the helicopters in the sky behind him. He usually travelled at night and no one ever saw him. But now it was daytime and there were people everywhere. They stopped and looked at the BFG with open mouths.
"What was that?" they asked. "I've never seen anything like it."
But the BFG did not feel frightened. "I'm helping the Queen," he thought, "and no one can stop me." In one of the helicopters, the head of the Air Force looked at his map.
"Where are we?"
he cried.
"This place isn't on the map, and it's horrible. All the trees are dead, and all the rocks are blue."
"Look,"
said the soldier next to him.
"The giant is telling us to go down."
All nine helicopters went safely down to the ground. Then a huge door opened in each helicopter, and nine cars drove out of them to the BFG. Each car carried six soldiers and thousands of meters of strong rope.
"I don't see any giants," the head of the army said to the BFG.
"They're behind those rocks," the BFG told him. "But we can't fly the helicopters too close to them, because the helicopters are very loud. You must drive from here, and you must be very quiet. If the giants wake up, they will eat you."
The BFG walked closer to the giants with the cars behind him, and he stopped. The soldiers got out of their cars, feeling more and more afraid. These horrible giants were very frightening, even when they were only lying on the ground and sleeping. Quickly and quietly, the soldiers tied ropes around the arms and legs of all the giants. Then they drove back to the helicopters. The helicopters went to collect the nine giants, while Sophie and the BFG disappeared over the mountains to do a secret job. When they came back, the BFG had a huge bag that was the size of a small house. The nine helicopters carried the sleeping giants. Seeing it was wonderful. It was even more wonderful when the giants woke up and saw the ropes around their arms and legs. They shouted and screamed, and they twisted and tried to escape, but they could not do anything. The BFG, with Sophie on his ear again, started to run back to England. The helicopters followed him, and the giants never stopped shouting and screaming. They travelled all night and arrived in England very early the next morning. There was now a huge pit next to the palace, and the Queen and thousands of other people stood around it. The nine helicopters arrived and slowly put the giants into the pit. When the giants were all safely in the pit, the soldiers cut the ropes and the helicopters flew away.
"Why are they putting us in this pit?"
the giants shouted at the BFG.
"Because you eat people," answered the BFG. "I told you that you shouldn't do it, but you didn't listen to me. And now you won't eat people, you'll eat snozcumbers."
The BFG opened his huge bag and took a snozcumber from it.
I brought these from Giant Country, he shouted to the giants, throwing a snozcumber down into the pit. Here's your breakfast. The giants shouted and cried.
No! No! We hate snozcumbers!
Can I taste one? The Queen asked.
No, don't do that, Your Majesty, cried the BFG. They're horrible.
What will they eat when there are no more snozcumbers? Asked the Queen.
It's all right, the BFG answered, smiling. I brought a snozcumber plant too, so we'll always have enough snozcumbers for them.
What a clever giant, the Queen said. The giants did not eat any more people, and everyone in the world felt safe and happy. They loved the BFG and Sophie for catching the giants, and they wanted to say thank you to them. Kings and queens and important people in every country sent expensive clothes and nice food and many more wonderful presents to the BFG and Sophie. The Queen wanted to say thank you to them too.
Would you like to live near my palace? She asked. We'll build a special house for the BFG with high ceilings and enormous doors. And we can build a pretty little house next to it for Sophie.
Yes, please, Your Majesty, said the BFG.
We would like that very much, said Sophie, smiling happily.
The BFG and Sophie were very happy in their new homes. Sophie loved the BFG. Every day, the BFG collected more nice dreams, and every night, he ran to different places, visiting new bedroom windows. He was very famous now, and millions of children wrote to him, asking him to come to their houses soon and blow a dream inside. Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers, The BFG. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 3. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Alberta White. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.